The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm not afraid of mice. I just don't want them in the house or the garden. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for Planter's Place, and I'd like to share a few reasons why having mice around is not a good idea. Now, a few years ago, we had a population explosion to the point where I could sit at the kitchen table and watch the mice scurry up the sunflower stalks in the garden. And as you can imagine, when the weather cooled off, they came in the house, and I had to spend a lot of time dealing with that, since I'm really not a fan of hantavirus. Now, there are other reasons that mice are a problem in the garden, and I was really concerned that I was inviting a lot of issues this year when I put together straw bale gardens. Now, straw bale gardens are a little bit different than what a lot of people envision. When you say straw bale garden, a lot of people think that you just put straw bales together, say in the shape of a square, and fill the center with soil. But that's not the case. In true straw bale gardens, you are taking high nitrogen fertilizer and conditioning the straw bale to basically kick it into a decomposition process. So it's like you're planting in compost. But when you're doing this, sometimes you can invite in pests like mice. Friends of mine from who did it the previous year had a terrific setup, but they were just overrun by mice to the point where I don't think they harvested anything from their straw bales. It was just an absolute disaster because of the rodents, and I wondered if I was going to experience the same. Thankfully, that wasn't the case for us with this year, and we don't seem to have any more mice than we have in any of the other years past. But that's always going to be a concern, because if it is a high population year, those straw bales are a perfect place for them to live and then subsequently to eat. One thing that mice did that I never knew about was they ate my friend's corn. I was at a garden tour that we have a fantastic weekend in June, July. And we were visiting, and she said she had to plant her corn 3 times. She would plant it, and after it would sprout, it would disappear. And it happened a couple of times, and she figured out what was eating it, so she ended up setting some traps for the mice. And sure enough, when she planted it the 3rd time, that finally took so she could get a decent crop. And then the other thing that mice will do is they will eat ripe tomatoes. You know, so even though I'm not a fan of tomatoes, I would be even less so if I knew mice and other things were running over them. I've even heard of some gardeners in other parts of the country where they have such a big problem with mice and then even rats that they can't keep them away from the ripe tomatoes. They put cages and try everything else they can to exclude them, but the mice and the rats still get to them, which is really disheartening. So if you are facing that situation, about the only thing you can really do is go to the draconian methods of traps or poison. Now, personally, I would not recommend poison around anything edible. And it really, there's so many implications that things that can go wrong with poison, with kids getting it or pets, or it's kind of a rough way to go. And so you have several different trap options too. The snap traps, the old ones, seem to work really, really well. I mean, it's a design that's been around for a long time. It's effective. Or if you prefer more of a live catch-and-release type program, there are larger multi-mouse traps that will catch them alive so you can take them elsewhere and let them go. But I have to say, for the love that is all that is holy, please wear gloves and long sleeves while you're handling them. And frankly, I would wear a mask too, if you're out west, if you're in an area where there's hantavirus. I know it's not all over the country, but if you're in that area, please wear protection. And when you go home, be sure to wash thoroughly. So it turns out that mice, though, even though they're small, can be very, very destructive in the garden. If they're a problem, unless you're willing to share with Mr. Mice and his 50 cousins, you might need to take some radical measures. If you'd like more information on how to battle mice or deer or other pests in the garden, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.